Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
It's so wonderful for Marilyn and I to be with you today as we celebrate in this service our wonderful King Jesus, the most wonderful person who ever walked on this planet and loves us and has a wonderful plan for our lives.
You know, this is a very, very special day as we celebrate what Jesus has done through the children of Watoto, through thousands of them, the very least, people, little boys and girls who were abandoned in ditches, left at the side of the road, but God picked them up and literally has made something out of nothing. It was 38 years ago that Gary and I moved to Uganda. I can hardly believe that, Gare.
Wow.
And you know, God spoke to Gary so clearly, and he said, I want you to move to Kampala, Uganda. I want you to start an English-speaking church downtown in the heart of the city, and through that church, I will touch the city, and I will touch the nation. I think we must be two of the most blessed people in the entire planet because we have actually seen the transformation of tens of thousands of people over the last 38 years. But not only have we seen people transform, we have seen the transformation of an entire nation as Jesus culture. The culture we read about in the Bible, kingdom culture, has literally infiltrated every sphere of influence. He certainly has been a good God, and the dream and the vision that God put in Gary's heart all those years ago has literally come to pass.
It's amazing what God's done in the past, what he did yesterday. But you know, he wants to do something today, and he wants to do something tomorrow. And what God did was he gave us a prescription about the kind of church that he wants us to be. He doesn't want us just to be a church that goes to church, but he wants us to be a people who are the church. And so God spoke very clearly to me when we first came to Uganda from Isaiah chapter 58. And of course, Isaiah chapter 58 is that famous chapter about true fasting. See, the book of Isaiah is the prophet Isaiah writing to the people of Israel. The people of Israel had failed God, and because of that, they had been sent off into exile. They were far away from home. But Isaiah writes to them about God's plan to restore them back to their land, to rebuild their temple, and to bless them again, and to make them just the most fruitful people on the planet. But he does so by telling them they need to stop just going through religious ceremonies, religious observances, and they need to live like God's people. It's the practical things that they do. In fact, one of the very, very first verses in that book is verse 17 of chapter 1, and it says, learn to do what is right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. And throughout the book, it's not just about being religious, it's about being like God. And when you come to Isaiah chapter 58, and that was the chapter that God gave to us when we first came to Uganda, he says the same. The prophet says, stand up and shout and tell God's people, make your voice very loud and very clear, stop your sinning. Stop just going through the religious observances and start living the way that God wants you to live. And so he came to what true fasting was. True fasting was to loosen the chains of injustice. It was to set the oppressed free. It was about giving food to those that are hungry and providing shelter for the poor wanderer. It was about when you see the naked, clothe them. It was about practical acts of kindness that demonstrate the heart of God. You know, that's what God wants us to be. That's the kind of church God wants us to be. That's what God is calling the church back to be. He's calling us to realize that it's about the way we live. You know, Jesus was very harsh when he spoke to the Pharisees. He said, you tithe, that's a religious observance, you tithe even a tenth of the smallest of the herbs that are in your garden, but you forget the weightier matters of the law. And what were the weightier matters of the law? It was about justice. It was about mercy. It was about kindness and faithfulness. You see, that's what God wants from us. He wants us to live that way. The outward, cold, conscientious observance of the rules of religion will never satisfy God. That's not what God's looking for from his people. He's looking for the generous acts of love and kindness and goodness that demonstrate his heart for people who are down and out and who are hurting. That's what God wants us to be. This is what Jesus is calling the church to be today. And that's what he called us to be, the kind of church that he called us to be. We're not here just to build a big church that has wonderful church services. That celebration, it is important. But he wants us to raise up a generation of young Christians, followers of Jesus, who will be his disciples and live out the culture and the character of Jesus in the community by demonstrating practically to the most hurting in our communities. The little boys and girls who, through no fault of their own, have been left fatherless, either because dad died from disease or war or whatever, or because they've just simply been abandoned. He wants us to care for them. He wants us also to care for the widow. That single woman, that mother who's been abandoned by her husband, and she's now struggling to survive and look after her children. And that's what God is calling us to do. This is not just a good idea. This is a God idea. This is what God wants us to do. He also wants us to care for girls who would drop out of school because they don't have what they need every month as they become young ladies. And so we keep girls in school, tens of thousands of them in northern Uganda. He wants us to care for people right in our communities. How do we do this? We do this through our small groups, through our cells. It's not just a program that's run by the pastors of the church. It's about every single one of us demonstrating that we love Jesus enough to live this kind of way. You know, I was reading a verse just this week. It's an amazing verse. It's also in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16. It says, "But the Lord Almighty will be exalted by his justice." Do you know, justice and righteousness, the Bible says, exalts a nation. Mm-hmm. Sin drags it down. But then the next part of verse 16 says this, "The holy God will be proved holy by his righteous acts." Wow. How does God prove himself holy? How does he show himself holy? By the good things that he does. We're to be holy because God is holy. We're to be holy like God. How do we demonstrate our holiness? Not just by going to church, not just by religious observances, but by doing holy things. Showing practically how we love and we care for people in our community. And that's what God wants for us. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you, Watoto Church. You have caught this vision. You've demonstrated it practically. Together we're rescuing so many vulnerable, hurting women and children and young people. Let's keep it up. Let's celebrate Christ, but let's also care for community.
You know, it was over three decades when it was really just a little whisper in Gary's heart that God gave him. "Gary, I want you to rescue my children, but I also want you to raise them to become future leaders so that they can rebuild a nation." And you know, as we look back, that little dream has literally become a reality. Because today, the alumni of Watoto consists of doctors and lawyers and teachers and politicians and farmers and electricians and plumbers and mothers and fathers and businessmen, every sphere of influence, musicians, artists, actors, actresses. It's amazing what God has done. And we want to thank you. We want to thank you for partnering with us. We could never do it on our own. Watoto Church, we are so proud of you. You sponsor over thousands of children. The biggest sponsorship church in the entire world that we have for Watoto. That's something to be proud about.
Watoto Church.
So we celebrate you today, but we want to say, you know what? Don't stop. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, because just like those children that are singing today, those children that are leading worship, there are thousands more who God wants to use to literally not just change Uganda, but to change Africa and even to change the world. So God bless you. We love you so much. We can't wait for the day when we can gather together in person, give you a big hug, a big high five, and celebrate. Have a huge party in thanksgiving over what God has done.
It was good what God did yesterday, but he wants to do something fresh and new and beautiful today and tomorrow. Let's be faithful. Let's keep plugged into the heart of God. Let's practically demonstrate who we are, God's people, by the way that we live out our lives, caring for our community and the most vulnerable in our community. So God bless you. We love you. We're proud of you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portotochurch.com.